Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. It's Tuesday. That means it's another episode of your favourite podcast, Is It Just Me? Thank you for joining us once again. I'm one of your hosts. I'm James Williams.
Hi, I'm Joe Elvin, and I'm very, very confused because it isn't Tuesday.
It isn't Tuesday.
But it is.
Well, we're not recording on a Tuesday,
yeah,
but it's a very...
You made me think for a second.
We were a day closer to the end.
That I kind of had a Monday coma, and for what I was disappointed that I didn't remember that.
No, for what it's worth, it's a Monday, and I'm having a very Monday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. Well, yeah. I've got the perfect antidote, not just for me, but for all of you listening at home, because it's not just us. We are, as ever, joined by a guest, actually two guests, and they are basically two lovely ladies who are essentially not only making country music cool, they're making country music a very, very big deal.
We're very successful.
We are joined today by the very lovely sisters, Lizzie and Catherine, aka War Thomas. Welcome to the podcast,
hello,
ladies.
Thank you for having us. Oh, jinx.
Well, we've also done that thing. We've made you share a microphone because we're kind of hoping you're used to it by this point.
Honestly, if anyone is, it's us.
I mean, poor girls, they've had to share a womb and it's just not got any better since, has it?
You're sharing a microphone.
Yeah. We're very used to sharing things, being twins.
Absolutely.
We have our own bedrooms now.
We did have a bunk bed once.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
But did you have separation anxiety when you finally got separate rooms?
Finally, yeah. I mean, we stayed right next door to each other. We should have had like a door and a wall that sort of connected them. But
we still live together as 24-year-olds. So
excellent.
We do everything together.
Well, I was going to say, we're probably going to ask you now all the obvious basic questions you're sick of answering about being twins. Because obviously you've got to do it, right? So obviously you're close now.
Yes.
Was there ever a point where you kind of wanted to claw each other's eyes out?
No, honestly, our parents are always really conscious of us having our own identities. So when we went to school, they put us in separate classes, and within like less than a term, we had requested to be in the same class. Every hobby has been the same. We've had the exact same friends. We're basically very,
inseparable. I think,
have moments where we want
we
to
do fight. I was being the more honest one there. No, we do fight now and then, like, as normal siblings do, but it's always about stupid things, you know, like, you know, that you get over in 5 minutes' time.
Exactly, because are you the kind of girls, do you kind of just deal with it there and then rather than go away and stew on things and then fester?
Definitely, I think because you were working with your sibling, I mean, the way that siblings talk to each other sometimes is a way that you would never talk to a colleague.
I know all about that. I've got three siblings.
And you would, and like, the way that we talk to each other sometimes in a place of work, obviously not in front of anyone, it's like safe because we're siblings. And I think that that's the weirdest transition, is it's just like we're colleagues but we're also sisters, and it's very easy to lose that colleague filter and be really mean.
Sometimes we text each other when we don't want to argue in front of people. In a work environment and we're like really, you know, angry at each other.
I love that you've got like a shitty WhatsApp going on, just the two of you.
We're like next to each other being like, you know, just really
stop talking.
Faces are just,
Well, I mean, but obviously it's working well as colleagues, because you're now on album three. Does that feel like, because, you know, for two 24-year-olds, that's quite prolific. You're on album three already.
Yeah, I know. It feels quite surreal, actually. I think we sometimes need to remind ourselves, being like, oh my gosh, we've done 3 albums now.
And one of which was a number one album, can we just point out? Yes. Let's not forget that. Yes. Number one selling artists.
Oh, I mean, that's really weird.
That never gets old.
Still.
Never gets old, does it?
That's amazing.
I don't think we'll ever get old. It's one of those things that I think that because we're very much sort of a step-by-step band and we've never wanted to sort of think about necessarily the bigger picture all the time, we've always just wanted to write the music that we love and hope that people like it. And when that happened, we remember we didn't actually, our management didn't tell us that it was the potential of where it could go. So we were sat there, fingers crossed for Top 40. And then I got a free newspaper with my petrol when I was at the petrol station. And we were sat on the train, and I was scrolling through, and I was like, oh, Lizzie, look, there's me and you. And then I went, oh, it's number one in the midweek charts. I was like, oh, no, what? I wish I didn't know that.
Nobody told you had to wait for the snail news.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's because, a fear of jinxing it.
Yeah, and also I think the scariest thing about realising that you're number one in the midweeks is that it's only down from there. And if we'd been given a top 40 and not known, we would have been so excited. But because we were number one, I was like, oh, no, if it's number two, I'm going to be disappointed.
But we were also competing with the Carpenters and Jamie T, and then we went on Radio 2 on Michael Ball, and we were just gushing about the Carpenters so much we didn't know that. And so we even
you're giving
did a
them
cover.
The PR. Yeah.
We covered a Carpenter song, and we were like, and all you could see was just our managers being like, stop.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! But then. Hey, you hung on. But you are right. I've heard so many artists say they had that, you're number one in the midweek, and you kind of start celebrating, and then gradually you're pipped to the final hurdle, aren't you?
Yeah, so we really wanted to manage our expectations and just be like, no, we wanted a top 40. If it's top 40, then it's fine. And then we were like, okay, maybe we could just try and wish for a top 10. And then we were like, maybe we could wish for a top 5. No, that's dangerous. Let's not wish. And then when it came in on the Friday, we just sort of, you know, our friend who wrote a lot of the album with us lives out in LA, and she just was like, I'm booking a flight. And she came over to celebrate with us. And it was very much a moment that I think will, you know, forever be very special.
It's amazing. Yeah. But then with the new album, Restless Minds, how does it make you feel about that? Is there sort of like a pressure to compare it, or do you know what I mean?
There's definitely people naturally compare every album that you do, and I think there was definitely higher expectations on this album because of Cartwheels, but we view them as they're separate babies.
Yeah.
You know, Cartwheels was a time, and then Restless Minds is now who we are now. And we wrote Cartwheels when we were in our early 20s, and we're kind of like getting to our mid 20s.
All those years ago.
You're getting up there now, girl.
I think also because Cartwheels was at such a high point, it's really hard to make sure we manage our expectations. But also the fact that Restless Minds is called Restless Minds is quite a key signal as to the sort of roller coaster that happened after Cartwheels went to number one. And we really wanted to sort of be creative and use our sort of roller coaster of a ride, the ups and the very low points, as creative material, you know. And so Restless Minds is quite a good indicator of where we've come since, if that makes sense.
And so tell us a bit more about the album, because obviously I would imagine it's a bit like Eyebrows albums. They're not twins, they're sisters.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So favourite tracks, or does it depend on where you're at in the promo schedule?
It honestly does change. It does change. And it's funny because we decided to listen to it on the day it came out, and we did some listening parties.
Is it weird listening to yourself?
It is very weird. And we did
actually when you're doing the mix, like, you know, making notes on the mixes and mastering of,
but it's so it's so hard to get any distance from it, because we did some listening parties around the country where we went around and we played some people all 15 tracks, and I was like, it's funny because this is the first time everyone's heard these. We have heard these so much. I was like, I can't tell you if I like them or not anymore. I was like, they're all too, they've like, we've done so much work on them. And then when the album came out on Friday, we were like, let's listen to the album the way that other people hopefully are listening to it. And it's, we changed our sort of minds on what songs were our favourites. I think One More Goodbye is mine at the moment.
Yeah, me too. I think One More Goodbye and some of our a little bit more acoustic-y songs on the album, like This Too Will Pass and Deepest You. And I think it's funny that you say, depending on the promo.
Yeah. Yeah. We must get sick of singing the same song sometimes,
you're like,
right?
Oh my gosh. And when you're also, you find a new love for a song when you go on tour with it as well. No Filter, we've been singing a lot on promo.
I love Lie Like Me, and it's particularly because I think I haven't heard a song like that written for this era, about social media and sort of like the fallacies and the false images. And I've been meaning to play it to my daughter because I think it's going to pierce her heart. I really do. I think it's amazing.
It's definitely one of those songs for us that
we were very much in that headspace when we wrote it. We were feeling really, I mean, I think you can feel when you're feeling vulnerable and you go online and you see everyone else is having a brilliant time and you're sat there going, why am I feeling so crappy? And you're like, actually, something that we've learnt and that everyone seems to be learning now is to take it with a pinch of salt. And we have friends out there that when they're feeling low, they post something online because it's their way of trying to feel better. And we just feel like that's a slippery slope.
The perception.
And needing that validation in that way is really hard. How have you gone? I know that you were talking about launching a No Scroll Sunday.
Yes.
Is that for you or is that a movement that you're trying to launch amongst fans?
For both. Yeah. Right. I think for us, because, you know, a lot of the material we wrote on Restless Minds was from this, was in, you know, we were very influenced by what's going on with social media. And we all, like, as millennials, you know, are very much part of it, being very, very connected with everyone. And also,
I think you might be a Gen Zer.
Agenda.
Yeah, even younger. I think you are.
Are we Gen Z?
I think millennials are older than you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
94.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Gen Z.
Yeah, that's what
I was going to say. Yeah.
But no, I think that for us, we found that we've just escaped our sort of main childhood. We escaped social media. We didn't have it in our upbringing. We were outdoors. We're very much country girls. And so what we find now is that we can be so dependent on it and we can sit and scroll mindless stuff, mindless crap that we don't need to know about that just make us feel better, worse. They're not good for us. So we felt like giving ourselves a rule and trying to encourage as many people to come along with us and do it would be a nice way of realizing that there's so much else to be doing than scrolling.
But also giving yourself permission to have that day, kind of like to, and that kind of give yourself permission to have that day where you don't have to be on the phone. Because I feel like we all feel a pressure of needing to be on the phone and missing out on what's going on and stuff like that when we don't actually have to.
And also just having a day of doing nothing. I think often, you know, you feel that pressure socially. What are you doing with your weekend? And if you just say, I just want to sit on my ass and do nothing, you feel there's that real judgment of going, oh, you're not getting out and getting fresh air.
Face down on the couch.
Yeah, it's like,
I love doing nothing.
Yeah.
Watching the same programmes that we've watched over and over
not
again.
Not watching the latest Buzz show on Netflix, watching the old favourite that you've watched.
Times people say that's like, there's too much out there now. I can't watch everything. I just want to watch Friends again or want to watch Gilmore Girls
again.
There's
a reason why it's still on, well, isn't there? There's a reason why it's still on.
I mean, is it just me who has Friends on as like white noise? If I've got nothing else that I want to watch, it's just on. Isn't that terrible?
I hate to say, I actually have things that I put on knowing I'm going to be basically on my phone.
I know.
So rather than have silence in the background, I'd rather have something that I kind of have seen before.
Yeah.
Because you feel like when you're watching really intense shows, like new things on Netflix or Amazon Prime, you've got to really sit there and like, if it's a Scandi Noir thing with subtitles, you can't really be scrolling, can you? So it's quite nice really choosing those shows that you can just relax. But also, while you are sat there at home listening to Is It Just Me, you should also be out buying tickets because you girls are going to be on tour, aren't you?
We are. Well, we're going on tour. The second half of our tour ends, it's April. End of March and April.
So check out, where's the best place?
I like you looking there for reassurance.
I was like,
we are, aren't we? We are going on tour.
Because I was thinking, Lizzie, if you don't know.
Yeah. Lizzie, you are going on tour. I have the press release.
Going on tour. We're actually we're in the middle of our tour right now, kind of. I don't know when this is going.
Sometime
in 2022. Sometime soon.
It's evergreen content podcast. It's just sits there and lives. So just for the sake of it, you're always on tour for the rest
of
your life.
You'll be on that breezy
on tour for the next
sixth album.
Basically.
Well, look, good luck with the album. It's fantastic. It's Restless Minds. It's out now. And if you do want to check out the girls live, do go to your website, I'm assuming, is the best place to go for tickets.
WardThomasMusic.com.
Great. So go there, check out, buy tickets, go see these lovely ladies do what they do best. And now let's go and do something else you do very well, I'm confident, is talking about very silly topics. You ready to do this?
Oh, we love doing that.
Okay, let's do it. You ready, Joe?
I'm ever ready.
Fantastic.
Right, is it just me, ladies and gents, Lizzie, Catherine, James, is it just me who mistrusts someone who seems to have too many friends? And I think I probably mean virtual friends, because you can't, do you know what I mean? It's like not even followers. I'm thinking probably specifically about Facebook at the moment, where I have friends who have, you know, 1,000 odd friends. I don't know if mistrust is probably too strong.
Oh, no, I mistrust.
But I mistrust.
I was trying to hold back there, Joe.
Well, you carry on then. You've obviously got something to say.
Oh, yeah. I've had that thing whereby, you know, I've been at a party. And to be honest, I'm really weird. I like to be like slightly like I play hard to get. It's very rare for me to befriend somebody on Facebook. Although you're far too young. Facebook's for old people.
Oh, no, we love Facebook.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought Facebook was for old people like us.
That's what my daughter's always telling me.
It's for old people.
It is becoming more of like a business site rather than like Instagrams. I don't know. That's how kind of when we view, you know, like our band page.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of like... I think I saw a statistic online that said that sort of in your average lifetime, we should be friends with 100 people.
Oh, you see, I agree.
And that's like close friends, people, acquaintances, family, 100 people are going to touch us in our lifetime. And... I do wonder when you see people that have thousands of friends that know everyone.
Well, yeah.
That do they have that close friendship?
Well, see, I'm quite ruthless. And from my point was, if I'm at a party and I meet you, I mean, it's very rare that I would befriend you, even though I probably would quite like to. I don't know what is this real thing about, I want to be asked. I want to be chased.
You want to be genuine.
You're so cold and closed off.
So anyway, so what will happen is, say I get a friend request and then I go, oh yeah, I'll accept because they were quite nice. And then I go on and I click on the profile. And if I see somebody has 1,500 friends, I automatically delete them as a friend. Because I just think, what is the point? You're never going to see a single thing I do. I'm competing with 1,500 other people. We all know the algorithms. I'm not going to go in my favor. It was nice meeting you, but let's be honest, you know, it was what it was, you know?
Yeah, I also think that's like a little bit. I do sometimes think like people with so many Facebook friends kind of accept anyone.
Well, that's what I mean.
As a friend. And I think... That's like slightly.
Some people use it as a memory thing, don't they? If they accept them on, or if they befriend them immediately, then it's a bit like saying their name five times. It's like a modern day equivalent.
I do slightly resent being befriended by people I've met for half a second on Facebook because I mean, it may be very naive and innocent and sort of oldie worldy of me, but I try really hard to make Facebook the place that is my friends because I've got Twitter. As we all know, no one's your friend.
No, yeah. You know, sort of the evil place.
Instagram's a bit sort of like, you know, in between, and I'm sort of like trying to grow followers for sort of like work, career reasons. Facebook is where I like to know that...
It's your safe space.
All the mad shit I say and all the slightly grumpy things I say about my fellow commuters, it's just between us and my friends.
Exactly.
And so I'm a little bit... bless you.
You didn't sneeze on the microphone though, Lizzie. That's good. That was excellent. Yeah. Well done.
But, you know, and so I kind of... I do have a long list of requests from people who are trying to use Facebook...
As a networking...
As a business thing. Yeah. And that's not the place for that for me.
I find it even more weird when it's people you literally do not know. Like, you've never met them. You've got no friends in common. I'm just like... Why? Why would you want to be my friend?
I'm the exact same as you, Joe, when it comes to that.
But I had this guy added me as a friend on Facebook. We had no friends in common. He was just, I presume he was just scattergunning some sort of dating, flirting approach.
I think they're robots.
Well, would a robot then follow up with an email saying, I notice you haven't responded to my friend request.
Oh. Wow,
could
clingy.
You please either confirm or deny so we can both move on?
Oh my God.
So I don't know you.
That is a bitchy sounding robot.
Yeah.
I've had that too. I've had... Well, two.
Well, maybe
weirdos.
It was a robot.
Yeah, it's a very bitchy robot.
No, like, adding me as a friend, and then they private message me, and they're like, "Hi, why aren't you responding to me?" And then they sent me a really angry emoji face, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh!"
I think it's quite important though, as well. We do talk about because I actually think I would apply this mistrust to people in real life as well. Like, if I knew somebody in real life, I'll never forget. I can't remember there was a celebrity that once talked about their 30th birthday. It was one of those interviews that, what did you do for your 30th birthday? And she said something like, oh, it was just me and 450 of my closest friends. And I literally went, no irony, no sense of humor. I was going, 450 of your closest friends. You do know that's an oxymoron, right? You can't be that close to 400.
They say you can count your friends on one hand.
Well, yeah. So I'm sorry, I think you can
that
apply
makes me
this.
Feel better if that's what they
you
say.
You count your real friends. Yeah. They say, who's they? Yeah. I never really know. But I do think, like, the way that you said, imagine if someone said, what that man said to you on Facebook in real life. Like, no one speaks that way in real life. And I think it's quite scary when you think how so many people use it as an outlet. I was listening. Yeah. there's such, that's what social media I find so scary about, is when we were younger, or we used to have a diary as an outlet. If you want to be like mean about someone, you can scribble it in a diary and no one will ever see. Yeah, and no one will ever see. And
well, unless, and you'll probably you read it back. Unless you had a little brother like mine.
Yeah, well, but if you read it back again in a week's time, you probably have no connection with what you thought that at that time. But you put it out on social media and you think that like, other people can see it and it hurts people.
I have to admit something though on social
media. Come on, you've come to the right place, Lizzie. It's time to confess.
I sometimes delete friends on their birthday if I don't know them very well, because it comes up on your notification.
It's a very easy way to do life admin.
I've got to be honest, that's a good system.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know this person, so I'm going to delete them.
But don't then identify. I do something quite similar, but then it's really weird. Or what I tend to find is I'll almost have like a holding pattern in my head of those five people I keep meaning to delete. So I'm like, they keep popping up. I literally don't know who they are. Yeah. And I keep going, right, you're there. And then suddenly out of nowhere, they will like something I've done. And very well, these are people, because I apply the rule of, if you've not interacted with me in the last 6 months, we're not friends. You know what I mean? Like, so I have this real thing. So I've got these like five or six people. And then lo and behold, when I'm getting very close to getting rid of them, there's some weird, and that's why I think that Facebook's listening, or they've somehow tapped into our brain.
When I have on the odd occasion deleted somebody, then I've had the awful thing where then they email me and ask me why. So I can't.
Facebook is not a safe space for you, Jo.
No, not at the moment. Although I've really tried.
I think you have to be protective over your page.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it's a good thing. So yeah, I definitely mistrust people that have too many friends.
But going back to, God forbid, real life, IRL, would you say you do have like a very small, tight-knit group of friends, or?
Yeah.
Oh. Catherine just tried to shove the microphone all the way in my mouth and took you out of it.
Yeah.
I think so. I think we both, because we're a bit of a double act.
Are your friends each other's friends? Have you always had the same friends?
Yes, we've got the same group of friends. And I think because we're a double act, we're quite good at mixing our friends and bringing people together. And I think it's easier for both of us. But I'd say we can count our really close. We've got like seven girlfriends who, you know, we're very close with, you know.
We're very hosty as well. We're a hosty pair. And we live in a little cottage literally in the middle of nowhere.
And I do the cooking, Liz does the washing up, and we have that kind of, that's our sort of favourite evening. And that's what we did actually for a number one. When our album went to number one, we had a little dinner party, and like the most random people that we sort of see, and like whether it be the people that we see at the pub. And it's just that we have a very eclectic, small-knit group.
Now, I don't know what your situation is and if I'm allowed to ask, but what about when romance sort of like looms into the picture? What happens then?
Is there an approval process?
Oh, it's hard. I mean, luckily, we have very different taste in men, so we've never gone for the same one.
Can I ask, is the hair colour a conscious thing?
That's natural. Natural. All natural.
We're actually non-identical twins. We're test tube babies, so we're actually sisters, but born at the same time. So we're actually made in a Petri dish.
Wow.
So we're unnatural human beings.
You are a great experiment, because look how well it turned out.
I know.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's a relatively new thing. I think the oldest, or the first test tube baby, the first IVF baby's in their 40s now. So it's quite a new thing.
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah. So going back to romance, you're attracted to different kinds of guys.
Luckily, thank God. And I've been in a relationship for the last 4.5 years. So I'm hopefully pretty solid in that area. And Lizzie has, we've had all the boyfriends have been.
I've had a few boyfriends.
No. I've had a few.
I've had a few. Yeah. No.
Are you dating with the two
different.
Of you?
Yeah. It's very that.
Guitar player or some famous band member, that'd be fun.
Famous band member are we thinking?
Oh no, it'd be so much fun.
No, we've got very different taste in men, that's quite nice for us, because I had a boyfriend for the last 2 years, and it was a nice separation thing for both of us to do, because that's very important being twins as well. You've got to have that, your own independent things as well.
Yeah.
But it is nice, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worked out very well so far.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And do you have that wick? Do you have that kind of sixth, what's it called? I can never remember what it's called, with that sixth sense that the twins
twin
have.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, we used to pretend we did when we were little because we had so much tension for it.
I broke my arm and Catherine was like, oh, I felt a tingle in my elbow.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I'll
you
be
felt
honest,
nothing,
if,
did you, Catherine?
If I was a twin,
you know, I'd feel pretty ripped off if I didn't have that, if I was a twin.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people say that we do, and I think it's simply that we have been together since the womb. So we know each other so well. We sing together and we know exactly how we sing. So it probably looks like we've got this twin telepathy thing, but it's very much just the fact that we spend so much time together, I think.
Yeah.
To be very honest, if only.
Well, I heartily approve of the fact that you're equally as suspicious of people with too many friends as I am.
I think so, yeah.
If I didn't like you enough already, I now love you.
I think when I say like the suspicious thing, I think it's like, how genuine are you?
Well, but now they won't be our friends on Facebook. Just
oh, that's true.
Right?
Oh,
see
God, curses.
How genuine. It's because it's also, it does go back to that, how many followers do you have on Instagram? How many likes you get on a picture? Oh. And people like now kind of base it on how popular they are as
their
a human being.
Their self-worth is wrapped up in all this weirdness.
Yeah, and that's completely fake.
It
you
is.
Know, it's like, you know, you know who your real friends are if they forget to actually like your picture on Facebook.
But in all seriousness, when you get that request from me and Joe, you will accept, right?
Oh, of course.
We go way back now, all the way to the podcast.
And it's my birthday in a couple of days, so you can just delete me in a couple of days.
Happy birthday. For a couple of days.
Yeah. Delete you.
It was good while it lasted. 2 days.
Yeah. Okay. Next up this week, ladies.
He's getting fired up already, I can
know.
Tell.
Is it just me? Yeah. Is it just me who would happily push people who press the middle of the toothpaste tube off a cliff?
It is definitely not you, just you.
Seems a little bit extreme.
I know, and I feel very extreme saying it, but that moment of rage when I see a toothpaste tube and it's literally just been squished to death right down the middle.
It very much, for me, depends on the type of toothpaste, because there are some toothpastes that are like made with a very...
good tube.
Squeezy bottle.
Yeah.
And there are some that are very much like, I don't know the texture of it, but if you were to squeeze
almost,
it would hurt.
Like metally.
Yes, the metally thing.
Yeah.
And we have toothpaste with the metally. Yeah, so me and Lizzie use a metally toothpaste brand.
Oh, it's a pink, yeah.
Which brand?
It's
you're allowed
pink
to say
stuff.
Brands? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's the
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
No, it's like the old classic.
Like the eucalyptus-y one.
The pink one that's really strong.
Oh, but the packaging is orange and white and green.
Yes.
And so what, the texture of this tube makes it very hard to...
It's metally. Okay, so you have to squeeze it from the bottom or you will just lose out on so much toothpaste. And sometimes Lizzie will squeeze it in the middle and then I will go in and I'll be like, I can't even correct that because it's too stiff to fix.
It's never me. It's not me. It's people who stay.
It's the toothpaste fairies.
Yeah. It's the two people who stay. We have a lot of friends who come, because we don't live in
a
London.
Not too many friends.
They come and stay at weekends because we don't live in London.
See, I think...
And it's them.
I think
I would bring my own toothpaste.
Oh.
I do too. I would
think it's
too.
Really
oh
weird.
No, I probably wouldn't. I could.
Oh no,
it's one less thing.
I don't
want to
risk. I don't want to risk my toothbrush where my mouth has been colliding with something.
Oh,
that
see,
is
she's really overthinking it
been.
Now.
No, I'm not. I would never. I would always have my own toothpaste.
See, I just think it's one less thing to pack. And also, because I have such excellent toothpaste
you
etiquette,
you can't stay at my
I
house.
Could stay anywhere because I know.
No,
I mean, I'm really weird. I'm that person that. So not only do I squeeze from the bottom, I then start to roll it up.
Yeah, you know, so do I.
She's not running up. So then, what really winds me up is when they can clearly see that there is a way of doing things in this house, we roll our toothpaste tube from the bottom up, and then they come in again. They still squeeze in the middle. I'm like, okay, there's something wrong with you.
Would you have the same issue if it wasn't your toothpaste and you were staying at someone's house?
Oh, no, I
and
correct
borrowing
it.
Their toothpaste.
If I went to your house and you were terrible to, I would
you
then go
it.
And roll it back up again
Jesus
and start. I know.
Christ.
Am I a toothpaste fascist?
I am learning a lot here.
Yeah. It's the day you have kids, though, is when you know have to kind of accept those kinds of
things. I feel like we're a long way off that, but I think I've got a lot of work.
My daughter's
work
got her
to do
own
there.
Toothpaste.
Does she?
Yeah. I feel like your answer to this is just to make sure everyone has their own toothpaste, and then
Rini has probably been the glue of our marriage that we've got our own. own.
Do you and Ross have separate toothpaste?
Yeah, but not because of this weird reason.
Right.
But because got very sensitive teeth and he hasn't. Oh, so okay. I need a specific sensitive.
Sensodyne.
But maybe you've never noticed his toothpaste tube etiquette.
I don't care. And I just don't care. I've got a real problem with pump dispensers on anything.
Oh, really?
Including
why?
Toothpaste. Because there's always that, like, tons at the bottom that you can't get out from a dispenser.
Oh, but then you get your actual toothpaste, your toothbrush, and you push it at the bottom and you squeeze it up. But there's a technique to getting
like
the
right. Sneaky ways of making you buy more. It's like makeup as well.
Awful.
You buy a new eyeliner and you're like, oh, and then the brush is like 3/4 of the bottle, and then the little tiny thing at the bottom is the actual eyeliner.
If I was Prime Minister, pump dispensers would be legal on every product.
I also think there's a correlation between people who squeeze the toothbrush tube in the middle and who also have very poor spitting. So what I tend to find is they go hand in hand. There are people who will spit everywhere around the sink and then not swill it out.
Or dribble.
Yeah.
You know, when they spit and then dribble just is there.
I feel like it's a slippery slope. They just have no
I wonder
standards.
If there's like a correlation between people that have toothpaste etiquette and where they end up in life. Like, you know,
I'm
how
convinced.
There's like this experiment where they did with children where they sat down and they had, these are stale donuts. If you wait long enough, we'll give you fresh ones. And half the kids went and ate the stale donuts anyway because they couldn't wait. And then the kids that waited turned out to be more patient and could end up being more successful, inverted commas, in later on in life.
I wonder if it's some weird thing though, because you know, like stress balls. People like to squeeze things, don't they, to sort of get rid of their. So I wonder if it's actually built up frustration. So people just look at a squeezy tube and just feel the need to squeeze the.
Squeeze it.
Yeah.
I think it's also.
Am I really overthinking
this? I think toothpaste is one of those things where people don't actually have to think about what they do when they brush their teeth.
Well,
so
I thought that until about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Now I'm really.
I think that's why I. Okay, I will admit, maybe that's why I squeeze from the middle.
I do too.
Oh,
because Lizzie, we've got to stand up for ourselves. Also, can I just say that on the weekend, Ross had a real go at me about leaving toothpaste in the sink.
So
I am one of those people. I can't come and stay in your
place. I think people who do this with toothpaste are the people who leave one square of paper on the loo roll. You know what I mean? It's just that.
No,
I just feel like
I've never done that.
I feel like it's slovenly bathroom etiquette. And I just
I've
think people
that
leave one square and you're like,
it's just little things that go a long way.
Yeah.
And that tell a lot about someone, maybe.
Exactly.
But I did wipe down the sink this morning.
Well,
yeah,
we'll
I was ashamed.
I clean the bathroom every week. So, Catherine, you can.
Right.
You know.
Okay. I mean,
it sounds like you're doing a lot of the heavy lifting. Doing the dishes.
I do all the cooking.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the kitchen.
I can't cook. Well,
and Hoover.
I can cook, but I don't like cooking for
Catherine. I'm too critical. I'll be like, Lizzie, what did you cook this in? I'll just sort of sit there and be passive aggressive.
Oh,
and Lizzie's like, I'm not cooking for
you. Is it like,
ever.
Come dine with me every night
She's
in your
like,
house?
You
score
could have put
her.
A little bit more of this in it, or a little bit more salt and a little bit more butter.
Oh, yeah, no, I would definitely go on strike if I was you. I think that I'm turning into more Team Lizzie in this arrangement.
I promise I make up for it. I promise. I make up for my annoying analness.
Catherine, I got your back. Don't you worry.
I do not,
But just buy separate toothpaste.
Well, no.
Yeah. That's
maybe.
A good idea.
That might be a good idea. Yeah. Separate toothpaste.
I think it's part of our separation moving. Growing up is in buying our own toothpaste.
Separate bunk beds,
there will be,
separate toothpaste. I mean,
there will be a time where we won't live in the same house and you won't be annoyed with my toothpaste habits.
Oh, I'm about to cry, I don't know about you.
and you'll see that sort of like, you'll just feel poignancy when you look at the bottom of the toothpaste correctly squeezed. And it'll be a frisson.
This nostalgic feeling.
You'll look at that toothpaste tube and yearn to see Lizzie's paw print in it.
Yeah.
It's funny the things you miss.
Was it so bad?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm still not convinced. Right. So if you are sat at home thinking, James, you're a total freak.
Weirdo.
Get over yourself. Do send me a lovely, charming email because we love hearing from you guys. The email address is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts and tell me how much of a freak I am. And also do feel free to suggest future topics. Yes, as we say, we read them all and we love hearing from you. So get in touch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Is it just me who spends a fortune on hydrating beauty products but doesn't drink enough water?
You said that as I took a massive glug of water.
I think that my problem is that I am a closet shopaholic.
No, you know what your problem is? You're young and you've both got amazing skin. So you haven't sort of like reached that point where dietary inadequacies have real consequences.
I think I'm just a sucker for online advertising.
Right.
You see a flawlessly beautiful model with flawless skin, and you're like, well, I must have that.
Yeah. Or also, in every fucking cliche interview with any model, they all say, I drink lots of water. It's the first thing they say, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Although you see those little Instagram things of, put this paste on your face and...
The charcoal,
that kind of rhymes.
The charcoal mask. That started. That was a very big thing a while ago. Wasn't the whole charcoal?
But no, the one that went viral with
that
the person who couldn't get it off.
That was brilliant.
It was fantastic.
I wonder if that was all part of the marketing scheme.
It was a genius.
Oh wow! I thought I was cynical. That's amazing.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
You really do shop a lot.
Sorry, I do.
I love
no,
that.
No, I think that it's just one of those things where if I'm bored. It makes me feel better to have something coming on the way, like a little something. And it's such a slippery slope.
I actually had a word with myself this very morn, Lizzie. Let me tell you.
What prompted this, Jo?
I just sort of thought, I've got a lot of tidying up to do. I've got a lot of stuff.
Stop adding to it.
I wonder if... I've never really tried the experiment of, would it make me happier? Would I be a happier person without all of this admin around the stuff?
Well, it's like minimalism. I remember someone saying you can only own 50 items, and I was like, but that's like one fork, one knife. Like it's insane.
That's a bit extreme.
But I definitely find that I mean
Jo's got that many toothpaste.
I have
varieties
too much stuff.
House.
We have like big old days where we think, right, we have too much stuff, and we have a cupboard under the stairs that just slowly fills up with stuff. And I just don't understand how it does it when I don't remember adding to it.
Are you a terrible, like, you go home and do you basically shop online as like a hobby?
Catherine is a bigger shopper online because I don't actually know how to do a lot of the shopping online. I am so bad on the computer. But
really?
We love our clothes and we always find an excuse. We need new outfits.
Do you share wardrobes,
for
by the way? Do you actually share...
So there are a few things that Lizzie will only wear or I will only wear, but a lot of the time we have the same t-shirts and we're basically the same size shoe. I mean, it's going to be very awkward when we do finally move out.
Without getting too intimate, can I ask you, you don't share underwear, right?
No.
Because I think this is really weird because some of the gay couples, obviously I know, they share underwear and I think that's so weird.
That might be one step too far.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you're not a gay couple,
intimacy.
But you know what I mean? I'm just saying,
that's
when you
okay.
live intimately with somebody and there's no boundaries, I'm like, to me, sharing underwear is...
I think it's also very important that you have your own clothes.
Or like, your own underwear, your own
and
pants.
And your own underwear.
Yeah.
And your own socks, you know.
And toothpaste.
And toothpaste. Those things are very personal. Yeah. Me and we have different moisturisers.
Oh.
Because we have slightly different skin types.
And makeup. Because, I'm pink. She's normal.
And some people are really... sort of like sparse with using the skincare and other people just stick a big old paw in there, dig in. Use half a 30 quid bot.
Are you that's a question. Are you a digger or a scooper?
I'm a bit of a wafter with the finger.
Yes. I like to use sparingly.
I use that with moisturizer and ice cream. I know it sounds random, but it's the same thing. I don't like when there's a big old digging hole in the ice cream. I want everything to be nice and flat.
I agree with you.
That's reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, as soon as I started paying rent,
meant I had to change my moisturiser because it was so expensive. And so when I see people that come over and be like, oh, can I borrow some moisturiser? I have this moment of like, make sure you're sparing with it. It's too nice.
I had a boyfriend years and years ago who caused World War III in my house because he went to the loo and then used my friend's, and this is what we had no money, and he used half a tub of her Shiseido face wash to wash his hands after going to the loo.
Oh,
that was it.
God.
She wouldn't half speak to me tub. For weeks.
Half wow. a tub.
Yeah.
But that is also...
just sort of like big poor hands, oh my bit of a gosh. Wash. It was like, and that was so long ago, and I think it cost her like £30.
That's a middle class yeah. nightmare right there. Yeah. Isn't it?
Well, we weren't even middle class. Nope. We were so sort of aspiring. Poor. Yeah.
Girls, so I have to point out, when you posed this question, Catherine, you immediately took a sip of water, Lizzie, but are you good water drinkers generally or
I
not?
I think we differ on that. I actually think I drink a lot of water.
Why?
And Catherine doesn't drink enough water, and I'm always trying to...
keep up her levels.
Like a mum, always trying to make her drink more. I think also being a vocalist, I think it's really important.
Well, I was going
to
say, because surely you've got quite strict rules about looking after your voice and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I definitely think it's something that comes more naturally to Lizzie. When we are performing, I'll drink a lot of water and I'll notice it in my skin. I'll feel more awake. I'll sleep better. But I'm not very good at making myself do it, because most of the time when I'm doing stuff, I don't think about sitting down and or just taking a swig of water.
You don't want to be on stage and go, okay, everyone, I've just got to go to the loo. I'll be back in a minute.
I know.
How do you sort of balance that?
Honestly, I've gone on to stage. Oh, I've gone on awful. Stage really needing the loo.
Are they going
to
say, I've gone on stage?
No, I
haven't. Say, what?
Imagine. Just one second.
I do. This is the kind of, this is where my mind goes. I do before. Wonder about this stuff.
I've had to rush off to the loo.
Really?
Once in the, like, thank I, God
I,
it
and
was
And you're
like,
just like, keep him busy, Catherine,
like,
when I run.
Just, it was luckily the encore, I think. So I was like, I ran off and then ran back again. Luckily,
but you're not all like
mic'd
up or anything.
No, that's the thing. Sometimes we have been. I always find, have you ever put those sort of radio mics
yeah.
on
yeah.
and then you go to the loo and you're like, oh my goodness, whoever's wearing the headphones is listening.
I know, it's
right
horrible.
So
yeah, I've had that.
But
yeah.
I find that the adrenaline kicks in and I can just not, I can need the loo for hours and then forget that I've needed the loo. It's definitely not good for me. But
females and men and girls are different though in that way, because we have stronger
pelvic floor
muscles.
Possibly true, actually.
Thing, but I definitely
I think oh. is it? Well, yeah. I don't know. That's what I heard.
That's your
anyway.
Theory.
I don't know.
It's a theory. I don't know. Actually.
I know I'm not very good at holding.
Someone
on.
Told me that the other day.
Oh.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
It probably does depend on your own life experience.
Yeah, and how
well.
Much water you're drinking?
Yes. How much water? And if I think a lot of things. Exercise, just I can hold on quite well, but there's many of people that cannot.
You're like a camel.
Yes, but it's probably because it's like a lazy thing. We have a loo upstairs in our house, and if I'm sat watching television and I'm like, oh, I need the loo, but I don't need it that much right now, so I can hold on. I don't have that. Oh, I'm just going to nip to the loo. And sometimes, you know, when you wish someone could go for you, that would be just so nice.
Honestly, I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I feel if science should be working on how we can just not have to do it.
I love how you're talking about beauty products. Now we're talking about going to
the
loo.
Oh, yeah. We love getting sidetracked.
That's fine.
We're talking about inner beauty. And if it's pale yellow, then you're drinking enough water.
Yes. And if you eat,
that's
if you have
know.
Barocca,
yes.
Barocca
see,
makes it go fluorescent.
Don't be alarmed when you see that.
Or beetroot.
Oh, it looks a bit green sometimes, Barocca, I think.
Yeah.
See, I like to aim for the absolute clear colour, it coming out the same colour it went in.
Well, there is such a thing as too much water.
Oh, really?
So be careful. Mm. Yeah. You don't want to...
Your kidneys.
Yes, yeah, so you don't want to throw your electrolytes
out. I do. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Because we're getting deep now.
Oh, yeah. No. I do think it also depends on how much exercise you do. If you're like a run a lot, or you do a lot of exercise,
you
naturally drink more and you sweat a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you like naturally need it more.
Yeah.
I think.
But
this has been very informative.
It really has. Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking, I think I drink a lot
Here's
of water and I use hydrating beauty products. I'm just a massive like cliche. I'll just whatever
you're
I'm
very
told.
Good.
Supermodel
you're very
here.
Good.
Yeah. Like, I'm just constantly living in the loo. But I'm a bit like you in terms of, it's so true once you break the seal, isn't it?
Yeah.
On a night out, especially. Once you go to the loo once,
going
you're going
time.
Backwards. But if you can hold on to it, the longer
I do wonder though, I do wonder if there's that, if that's a thing, or if it's just that we're consuming more liquid than we normally do on a night out.
I don't know. It's just something. Well,
do you think
alcohol
makes you need to do more?
Alcohol goes through you quicker.
Yeah,
some questions
alcohol
are
does.
Just too big to ponder.
It's like, why do men have nipples? Me.
You know? Because like,
yeah. Hang on. You have an important message about that, men and nipples.
Yes, well, there's sometimes things that happen.
Is this for a song lyric?
I'm obsessive about facts. Things that like nipples. I don't understand. Like, I wanted to be like, why do men have nipples? And apparently it's because we grow nipples in the womb before our gender is decided.
Wow.
Which is why we both have them. So I don't know if that, I mean, I'm sure that maybe a scientist listening will be like, no, that is completely
It's good enough for me,
false.
Catherine.
You
I love it.
You read that on the internet.
It must be true.
Yeah. No, that sounds right.
All of our regular listeners thinking, you don't come here for the big answers to the big questions. Well, look, we just proved you wrong.
But I love that though. I love that you do that because I quite often, it's watching TV and you suddenly remember someone from history. Because of something you've seen on TV. Whatever happened to blah? And then you sit there going down a wormhole of knowledge.
If I watch like a medieval TV show, I'll start looking at timelines. Or like the royal family and how far it goes back. And if I can remember, like William the Conqueror.
What did Henry VIII eat every day?
Yes.
Oh, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like names of places and what they used to be called. Yeah. And you know, like Winchester used to be the capital city back in the Romans.
My mind's just been blown now. Far too much information.
And it's very interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like old programs on Netflix around that time as well. Like the Last Kingdom is
we're very obsessed with that one.
I've never even heard of it. I feel like I'm missing out.
It's about
the
Vikings and the Saxons. And we learned about them in school.
Buffs?
Well, Lizzie is more so than me, but we both love it. And I love like watching this program because they've got the Viking shields and we had to make them in school and we learned about the Vikings and we got to try on the armor.
Oh my god,
the Vikings have you been to the stinky old Jorvik Center in York?
Yeah, it really does.
And we
amazing.
Love York as well. We go,
it is a lovely city.
It's beautiful.
It's one of my I think it's a hidden treasure. I feel like not enough people know about it.
Well, let's everybody go to York.
It's beautiful.
Are you playing York?
We are actually.
Yay. God, what a beautiful.
If you'd said no, that would have been really awkward.
I was like, what have the people of York done to you?
We're playing the Barbican in York.
Well, there you go. People of York, get your tickets. Go online, get them right now. Girls, thank you so much for getting involved and talking about these ridiculous things with
us.
We love you for
us.
It.
We kind love of like, talking about it.
Gone a few places today.
We really
I've
have
enjoyed it
quite a lot and answered a lot of the big questions. So girls, good luck with the tour, good luck with the album. Thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We loved meeting you.
It's been brilliant.
And thank you for being on Is It Just Me?
Yes, and thank you guys for listening. We'll see you again next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.